real quick, let me tell you about Sundrop, best citrus soda from the South. And, you know, I would tell you, this is Sundrop. I am drinking it. But sometimes we like to make adult beverages out of it. Not for me this month or next month. I'm sober right now. But that don't mean Sebastian don't make drinks out of it. He told me what he made. Oh, let me tell him what you made.
Tell me. Knob Creek.
I'm going to Kentucky.
Yep,
so I told you I think we should mix it with Knob Creek. Knob Creek and Sun Drop. I like to call it the drop and knob.
Drop the knob.
Drop and knob.
Oh, drop and
knob. Not drop the knob, but like drop and knob. It's a sexual thing. All right, I say we start the show. What say you, boys?
Sounds like a good idea.
Alan! Okay.
Drop the knob.
Drop and knob.
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was y'all's underdog, dressed in bib overalls, living next to the woods. Likes to eat sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory, headed for Southern Cal. Wound up on TV and films, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, 'cause he's in Hickory. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Reed.
Oh, come on now. Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What up, bumpkins? Welcome to episode 171 of Country-ish, and today's show is going to make you happier than two dogs slapping each other on a slippery, bluegrassy knoll. Because tonight, at the end of the show, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat a peanut butter and KY jelly sandwich. I'm dead cereal about it. Cereal? Yes, it's National Cereal Day, too. What other irrational national holidays are today? Stick around, find out. We'll make fun of them. In Best Trends, we're going to talk about Chris Rock's new live Netflix special, that and other train derailments. In small town news, a priest was interrupted by two dogs humping. Pretty sure that's adultery. Also, my pal Mark Hunt's back in here. Welcome back, buddy. We're not going to play Goodwill Hunting because we did that last week. But I do have a residual check to give away. Call in later for a chance to win my residual check. How much is it? What's it for? I don't know. We're live right now on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. So leave us a comment. Talk to us. I got two interns over here checking your comments and fact-checking me. Right here, I've got Sergeant Mark having eight balls deep.
Morning.
And next to him is his intern, Elliot. Say hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Morning, morning.
Let me walk you around the room of this table. I got two legends from Hickory. One guy played a little b-ball for the Charlotte Hornets back in the day. The only guy to block Michael Jordan three times in one game. You might know him as the fly swatter. Some people call him the Southeastern Man of Mystery. I call him the Sebastian McConaughey. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
And next to him is John Stamos's little half-brother, Marcus Stamos.
Hi.
How
you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
This is the way I talk now. I talk like this all the time now.
Oh, wow, really? What happened?
I was sick. Well, I'm not sick anymore, but something happened where I talk like this.
You turned 50.
I turned 50, and everything to my voice.
Everything fell off.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything fell off.
I thought he always talked like that. Are you still a
Everything's the same. It's just the voice. Everything's the same. Just the voice.
I don't mind it. It sounds kind of pleasant.
You live with it, or I mean, you get the
Can you keep it up the whole show?
Probably not.
That's gonna be tough.
Yeah, sorry, man. Good to be back. Thank you. Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
I turned 50 on the first. Laid in the bed on my birthday. Didn't feel well. Ate leftover fish from Aldi. Is it Aldi or Aldi?
No wonder.
Aldi.
Yeah,
Aldi.
You don't heat up fish the next day.
Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah, that's tough.
Self-inflicted.
Is that why you got sick, you think?
I think it was, yeah. Oh. It was right after 8. I took it and heated it up in the microwave. Mm. Smelled the break him up real good. And then wasn't long
what
after
kind of
I was down. It was a flounder.
And
a
was
flounder.
It grilled?
It was a flounder.
Was you floundering around the rest of the night? Or,
yeah, hell yeah, it was.
What, how was this flounder cooked
It was already cooked in the bag, frozen, you know, the breaded stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it was breaded.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't eat breaded fish, first of all. That's bad.
It's like fish sticks.
It was fish sticks.
Was it square fish?
No, it was fish
sticks. Did you know I hate square fish?
Is that a real thing?
Well, you know, you go to Hardee's or somewhere and you order a fish sandwich and it's square.
It's square.
Yeah. It's never square.
You ever seen a square fish swimming?
I'm wondering, there's got to be a square fish out there. There are so many different weird shapes of fishes.
There you can find out.
Google it.
Crack.
Mark Ball, Google, is there such a thing as a square fish?
Tell you, mahi-mahi has got a weird shape to it. Mahi-mahi. I'll double check.
Well, let me ask you guys a quick while I was gone. And happy early birthday to you.
Hey.
St. Patrick's
17th.
Day. Birthday,
we'll
right?
be celebrating.
You'll be 51?
Yeah. No.
We got time to do that next 52.
We want to talk about that. Oh, 42.
Did you guys happen to watch the Chris Rock special?
Oh, yeah.
The live one. You did see it?
I seen some of it, yes.
Okay. I watched it. It was live. Never been done before. We're going to talk about that later. Let me ask you guys at home. Did you watch the Chris Rock special live? That was happening. Not later, but did you watch it live in the moment? Leave it in the comment section. I'll try and get to your comments at the end of the show. If I don't, I'll try and do it next week. And right now, I'm gonna read comments from last week. Last week, I asked everybody, who's the most famous person that you share a birthday with? Some of you got back to me. Tim Hayes. He said, my birthday's April 6th, so I got Merle Haggard. And a neat fact, he also died on April 6th.
Wow, that's rounding it up.
Wow, he lived exactly however many years it was and no days. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, if I were to die if I die March 26th, then I would be exactly 51 years and no days. That's crazy. I guess that's good for people keeping stats.
I think that should be a rule. I think that's the way it should have been. I think you should live give so many years, but you should die on your birthday.
If you know you have a terminal illness, I'm going with it.
He's full of ideas.
I'm going with it. This is yes anding. If I have a terminal illness and I know I'm going to die, as a favor to people who are like having to keep notes and stats and all this stuff about like, well, he died on this day and March 26th.
And everybody's going to be there.
Take me. That's
your
right.
birthday.
Yes, birthday and death day.
Reunion.
Happy death day.
Coming and going at the same time.
Yes. That's right. I'm not.
So I got your answer whenever you get a chance.
Oh, go.
So I'm going to butcher this.
Oh, boy.
It's pronounced Ostrea sedae. It's also known as box fishes, coffer fishes, cow fishes. It's a square-looking fish, and it's got yellow with black dots. So there are square fishes out there.
Oh, man.
So that's what Hardee's
send that
is getting.
To,
that's what they're making the fish fillets out of.
Send that to Alan so maybe we can pop a picture of what that looks like on the screen here in a little bit. Rick Sanford III, he said October 31st birthdays include. Well, his birthday is Halloween.
Wow.
John Candy.
Oh.
How funny is Halloween Candy? John Candy's birthday is Halloween.
Wow.
What was it? I don't know if that's his death day, but he died. Rob Schneider, Dan Rather, Dermot Mulroney, I'm not sure. That name is familiar, but I'm not sure. Robert Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, I thought that was Rip Van Winkle.
No, Rip Van Winkle, maybe that was his dad. He slept under a tree and didn't wake up for a very long time. Rip Van Winkle was the guy who passed out under a tree and he woke up. And everybody in his life, he was old.
His little
he missed out on everything.
Was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's right. He fell asleep and he woke up and his grandson was like the corniest, whitest rapper of all time. Also, Michael Landon.
Wow.
So yes, Rick Sanford III, you are in good company.
Bonanza.
Heidi Fox, she says The Rock, same birthday. Oh, okay, I see that. Shane Flint, I share birthday with Tommy Lee Jones, Prince Harry, and Oliver Stone. Oh, very good. Now, what about you, Sebastian? Do you know who else is born on St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick.
But, like, is that it?
No, Patrick Duffy was born from Dallas.
No way.
Thanks for the heads up.
I don't believe you.
Thanks for the pre.
That's hilarious if it's true.
It's true. Check me. I need somebody to fact check me.
On St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day.
You were born Ann Patrick Duffy.
Ann Patrick Duffy from Dallas, who used to make out with one of my favorite people, Victoria Principal, who's Lisa Marie's, let's go full circle, mother, Lisa Marie Presley's mother.
Was who?
What did you just say?
Priscilla.
Yeah. Wait, she played Victoria, wait a minute. Victoria Principal is an actual human being named Victoria Principal, yes?
Yes.
Not the actor.
Yes, but she hooked up with Elvis, right?
Gotcha.
Am I right?
I don't know.
You watched the movie?
I'm just saying yes.
Okay.
Isn't that
the one who hooked up with Elvis who had Lisa Marie, Victoria Principal, who was Patrick Duffy's wife on Dallas?
I'm confused. We went down
the rabbit hole, and I'm not sure where we're at. Okay, let me see if I can piece this together. I know for a fact that Elvis Presley's wife was Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla.
They had a baby, Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah.
Where does the Victoria Principal fall into?
She changed her name. Okay. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
You're wrong.
I think you're very wrong.
No, are you?
It's okay, though. I'm not here to fact check you. I was having fun with that. Andy Allman, he says Drake and him have a birthday together. Uh-huh. What do you think about Drake?
I don't know.
People don't know about
it. I don't normally.
He recently did a funny thing, though. Drake, he has a new album out, whatever. And he did a fake publicity thing where he put out a bunch of video clips of him being interviewed by other famous interviewers, talk shows, but it's all fake. Like, he never went on these talk shows. It's all CGI or AI. And he has one of him talking to Howard Stern that never happened. But there are people in the news going like, oh, and Drake is in the news. He talked to the Howard Stern the other day, and they play a clip of it. And it's something that he just made up.
Yeah, to do that.
Fake news, man.
Fake news.
It's happening. William Ulrich, he says, I'm related to King James.
Ooh, of the
Which
Bible.
Which one? Well, the Bible or the basketball player?
Oh, I don't know.
I would think LeBron, yeah.
No.
I think William is probably saying the guy who wrote the first half of the Bible, right?
Yeah. 1611 KGV only.
I don't think he actually wrote it, boss. I think that he was in charge of having it transcribed.
That's what I said. What did I say?
You said he wrote it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Never correct me again. That's a typical Baptist for you.
That's my job.
That's what they're there for. They're there to correct you.
They're his interns.
All right. Sarah Brown, she said, y'all crazy if you think I'm sleeping it this public we have now. She meant to say in this public we have now. But yes, I agree. We talked about it was National Sleep in Public Day, which is so stupid. But yeah, I would not want to fall asleep anywhere in public to have random people poke and prod me. And, you know, it's bad enough falling asleep in front of our friends and you wake up with, like,
that's worse.
Sharpies.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows. What else have we done?
We put hot dog on people's mouth. Yeah, we've done some nasty stuff.
The best one I did in college was to my buddy Joel Gilbert. It looked like he was sleeved up, tattooed, like before that stuff was going on. He was passed out so hard. We had to go through two or three Sharpies. Like the ink. We gave him, this is the best one. We gave him, because he worked at a jewelry store, so he just had to dress up and wear, like, suits and black socks. Yeah. We gave him black socks.
For life.
With a Sharpie. Like, from like, half of his shin down was black. So he didn't have to wear socks.
Or church socks. He had church socks.
Right. Yeah. He had black socks.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Joel. Darren Cody Ramsey, he goes, prom 2 is going to be the night I finally get lucky. LOL. Lucky? Wow. Happy cereal day. We got Lucky Charms here today, don't we, Sergeant Ball? Huh? Happy? We'll bring that for you, Darren Cody, at the prom. Maybe you'll get lucky. Yes, so the prom 2 is coming up April 15th. John Reap's prom 2. The redo. You can get tickets at johnreap.com/prom. Rick Sanford III again. Now, I like this comment. He said, Peter Pan and Wendy's. Now, last week we talked about, you guys weren't here, but I know you watched the show. So I know you remember that we talked about there's a new Peter Pan coming out, but it's not called Peter Pan. It's called Peter Pan and Wendy. And Wendy was the girl and the little girl. Anyway, so he said, Peter Pan and Wendy sounds like an Elvis caliber hamburger. Good one. Yes. Elvis would eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches, peanut butter on hamburgers. He put peanut butter on anything. And today, because I'm going to Kentucky, in honor of Kentucky, that's why we have the KY jelly.
Kentucky Y jelly?
KY, that's the abbreviation for Kentucky.
I got you.
This is my dad. I had a joke on the special Metro Jethro where I talked about how my dad's always making the worst decisions, not the brightest bulb, whatever. I said, my dad thinks KY jelly is a marmalade from Kentucky, and he likes to eat peanut butter and lube sandwiches. That's a joke that's out there. And I thought, like, well, I'm going to Kentucky, Pikeville, Lexington this weekend. And, you know, now's a good time. I'm going to eat this. Yeah. As you can see, this box not been opened yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this box and put this KY jelly on this bread with this peanut butter, not Peter Pan peanut butter. It's my mom.
A lot of Peters and jelly going on here.
Yeah, where did you buy the KY at? How did that go down? How did you feel going up and buying KY? No, didn't bother you?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Welcome to Walgreens.
Not an embarrassing.
You know where I got it, though? Lowe's grocery store.
Oh, you paid double for it.
Even worse because...
Self-checkout.
I went there just for this.
But there's a drugstore right beside of Lowe's Foods. Why didn't you go to the drugstore?
What else? I must have got something else.
You've got a CVS right there beside
Yeah, I must have got something else.
Yeah.
What was I getting? I must have grabbed bread or something else. I wanted a drink or something. But I got this KY jelly at Lowe's, and it was the only thing, maybe like with a Red Bull or something that I got. And it was a kid checking you out. They're all like 15 over there.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like waiting for them to ask me something so I could talk about it.
Nah.
I think they're embarrassed for me. Anyway.
Did you put the tip in when you checked out?
Oh, yeah. I stuck the whole knuckles deep up in that machine, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is not toxic.
No. Because
it goes in your body.
No, it's good for you.
I don't know if it's good for you, but I know that it won't kill you because it goes, it's made for holes.
So instead of the keto diet, you're going to go on a keto diet.
Keto?
Keto, KY.
KY.
I like it. A bunch of
comedians. Stick around because I'm gonna eat a peanut butter and lube sandwich at the end of the show. Still not drinking alcohol. This is day 20 of staying dry to the prom is nigh. It's a challenge I made to myself. I love drinking so much, guys.
There he is.
Oh, is that the squarefish?
That ain't what I eat at Hardee's, dude.
They wow, look at that. Honestly, if you turned it sideways.
That's SpongeBob.
That's a cube, dude.
That's SpongeBob.
That looks like SpongeBob.
It's like a dice.
Looks like a dice. It does.
I'm going to roll a 999.
What was the name of that thing?
Osteoporosis? Something like that.
Wow.
He's got a KY hole.
Okay. He's got a KY hole. Yeah, it fit right in there. Well, he's in the water, so he's already lubed up. You know what I mean? He wouldn't need the Kentucky jelly.
The friction's getting real bad.
Yeah. Well, let me. Happy birthday. Sorry I missed it. Happy early birthday. We'll get you next week. Mine is the 26th of March. While I was on the road, I went to Des Moines. And I went to Omaha. Shout out to anybody who's watching this show right now that was at my show at the Funny Bone in Des Moines and Omaha. This is it. This is the show that I was telling you about. Don't forget, I'm going to give money away here in a little bit. I'm going to give money away. I'm going to eat this lube sandwich. So don't go anywhere. In fact, you might want to tell other people to tune in. Here's what had happened while I was gone, guys. Let me get your thoughts and opinions about hard-boiled eggs. Right out the gate. Are we a fan of hard-boiled eggs?
I love hard-boiled
eggs. I love to hear you say that.
Fan. I'm a fan. I'll eat them. I like them.
I like to eat the white of it, but not the yolk.
No yolk?
No yolk.
You're not kidding.
I'm not yolking.
You're not yolking around?
No, sir.
Ball?
No.
No! Oh, wow. Really? Military guy. Not eating hard-boiled eggs.
I mean, it's the deviled eggs, stuff like that, but not...
Not the hard-boiled. That's okay. Yeah. To each his own. I'm not judging. Well, I was at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. I don't know why they call it Douglas.
International.
That's what it's... When you pull in,
there's
a lot of words.
That is.
Charlotte Douglas. Yeah, because when you fly to Paris, you got to come to Charlotte first.
Right.
It's international.
It's international. Yeah.
But in the Admiral's Lounge, you get free breakfast. And this is what they serve you. I just thought it was interesting that before you get on a plane. American Airlines thinks it's a good idea for everybody to be eating hard-boiled eggs and drinking coffee. Before they get on a metal tube that goes in the air with the same air being circulated. You know I'm crop dusting that whole plane, dude. So I ate all four of those eggs. I was starving. And by the way, that is not ketchup. That is sriracha sauce. But I got judged harshly on Facebook because everyone started getting like, dude, you don't eat eggs with ketchup. I'm like, it's sriracha, bitch.
Dude, I can't believe you ate sriracha sauce. You don't like the hot stuff.
No, well, just a little bit. Just I didn't.
You didn't do much.
No, not a much. But I ate all four of those eggs. And I put that up on the Facebooks before I got out there and told everybody, I can't wait to get there and blah, blah, blah. All right, so then I get to Des Moines, and I do a show in Des Moines Thursday night, and I get to the club, do a show. At the end of the show, this couple comes up to me. I'm sorry, I skipped one. On the way there, this is what I'm looking at the whole time.
How to?
This baby, I lost the staring contest on the way to Des Moines, and I was thinking, well, I ate all four of them hard-boiled eggs. If I fart, I'm going to blame that baby right there. I'm going to go, God, this kid.
Messed its diaper.
Right? Yeah. It's right there. It can't defend itself. Easy scapegoat.
Yeah.
Didn't have to fart one
Maybe
time.
If you would, it had turned around.
So that was my flight there. For whatever reason, the eggs didn't bother me. They don't give me gas a whole lot. But I did learn about what does give people gas. Like, everyone in the comments section was like, I love hard-boiled eggs, or I hate hard-boiled eggs. They don't give me gas. Why does everyone think it gives you gas? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then people say cabbage.
Yeah.
Now, I know pinto beans, right? Everyone says beans make you fart. Yeah. That's notorious. Hard-boiled eggs, I assumed everyone thought that. I didn't know about cabbage. Broccoli? Does that make y'all fart?
Yeah, it's
bad. Do you fart ever, Sebastian?
No, I don't.
Do you fart
Not anymore.
Ever.
You don't fart.
I put a muffler on it.
Yeah. I don't fart or poop.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Explains a lot. That's why you need the lube.
Yeah, I'm this weird, perfect.
Wait till tomorrow, big
everything
boy.
That my body eats, everything I eat, my body uses it somehow. It doesn't come out. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, I get to Des Moines. This lady shows up because she follows me on Facebook and gives me a Ziploc bag with four hard-boiled eggs.
Wow.
And she goes, these are from my chickens. And you see there's like a blue one, there's a dark brown one, and then two like tan ones.
So those just came out of a chicken's butt. She put them in a Ziploc bag and handed them to you. Did you
She hard-boiled them first.
She did
hard-boiled. I don't think they came out of the chicken's. Well, number one, it doesn't come out of the butt.
Well, I don't.
Vagina. And then it's also not hard-boiled when it comes out. That I know of. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist.
If it comes out hard-boiled, it's got to be a hot chick.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hot chick.
Very good, very good.
You're not in the comment section, are you? Okay, good. I told you stay out of there. That's good.
Well, Samantha and Isaiah need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving me crap.
Mm-hmm. I told you stop flirting on there. All right, so then I went to Des Moines. So I took these eggs. I told this lady, I'm gonna eat these eggs at some point. And so I went to Omaha. And I told the crowd, if I sell out the second show on Saturday night, I will eat these eggs. So now it's like a thing I've been doing. So this is like a new challenge because I made this a challenge. If I sell out the show, I will eat these eggs. And I ate those eggs. I ate one of those eggs. And I gave the other three to a guy that works at the club. They were fine. They weren't refrigerated. I was worried about that part. You know, like, I put salt and pepper on them.
It just came out of a chicken's butt.
Yeah.
Hard boiled. You have to boil it.
Put it in a Ziploc bag. Yeah. Hand it to him in one state. He went to another state.
I did. I drove 2.5 hours in my suitcase.
Put him under his floorboard. Turned the heat on.
Incubated.
And by God, I kept my word.
Thank God for good insurance.
That's right. Omaha, you're in good hands. Mutual of Omaha. So I ended up eating these eggs, one of them. And tonight I'm going to eat this peanut butter loop sandwich. So there we go. There's the eggs, and that's the shell. So you know it's the same eggs. I wasn't trying to trick people into thinking it's different eggs. That's why I took a picture of that. All right, let's keep going. Alan, let's see the other pictures. Oh, yeah. So after the show in Omaha, this guy came up to me, gave me this hat, dude. He made this hat.
Very nice.
Look,
like
it's a country-ish. He made it for me. came to the show, saw me on TikTok.
Nice.
I was going live on TikTok. He goes, I didn't know you was here. I'm like, how do you not know? That drives me crazy. And then he's like, oh, I'm coming. Do you like hats? Yes. So he came to the hat and got to the show. Thanks, buddy. What else we got, Alan Jackson? Oh, yeah, I did Todd and Tyler radio show in the morning. That's Todd and Tyler, very famous, very funny morning radio show in Omaha. Okay, so these girls come up to me. They're like sorority chicks. They're like, will you do the sorority pose with us? I'm like, of course I will. So there you go.
That's what they call that, the sorority pose.
Yeah.
That's what all the girls do.
They always do that. They put their hands and they kind of bend forward.
Put their hands that's down what it's called. The angles right to put their butt into you is like the sorority pose.
Yeah, they try. You see there's space between me and the girl in front of me. I did that because I'm engaged to be married. And I love my girl. The other one, I don't know what she's doing behind me. I can't move my damn neck. Right. Oh, check out this prom picture.
I love this picture.
Yes.
This brought back a lot of memories for
me. So that's me in the middle with the white tux. Scott Cannon to my left.
Scott Cannon.
George Buff to my right.
Which is great.
George Buff is awesome. Behind George Buff is the Andrew Killian. On the other side of me, behind me and Scott, is Jeff Short. On the other side is Booger.
Yeah.
Now, some people have been posted, he looks like Eli Manning. Hmm. Do you think he looks like, he kind of looks like Eli Manning right there.
He looks like a Manning.
He looks like,
he looks like
he's like the fourth like Manning brother that you never heard of, the family tried to hide.
Yeah. He's like no a Murdoch, whatsoever. He looks like a Murdoch to me.
He does.
Hey, but on that note, I heard the New York Giants just signed the 2-month-old. They wanted to get ahead of the game, since that whole family pedigree with the quarterbacks.
Oh, a 2-month-old Manning?
A 2-month-old Manning, so they already got him signed.
Breaking news. Breaking news. So there we go. Let's move on to our first segment. What I like to do here is, this is brought to you by Hendrick Honda Hickory. Are you in the mood or the market for a new vehicle? Go to Hendrick Honda Hickory. They'll hook you up with a hot dog and a Honda. All right, what I do here is I go to Twitter, click on hashtag. I find what it is you're talking about. I weigh in on that subject matter. It's how you know we're in the know. It's how you know we're keeping up with the Joneses. It's a segment I like to call, ooh, it's the best trends. Here's what you're talking about. Hashtag Chris Rock. Now, you've watched bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if people at home, Mark Ball, I asked the very question at the beginning of the show, did you watch it live? Anybody answer that question?
I didn't see anybody pop on and say that they watched
it. Not a lot. It came on pretty late. I was very excited for this. It was almost a year ago when he got slapped in the face by Will Smith. And we talked about it on this show. I said, I hope Chris Rock comes out with a devastating, mean special, bashes Will Smith. I even said he should call it the low road. Like I was saying, don't take the high road on this one. Don't take the high road. I want you to take the low road. And so this was last Saturday night, live on Netflix. Netflix has never done a live show before. So this is history being made. They had a pre-show that they did live from the Comedy Store. And then this was live in Baltimore, and then they did a post show after it. And I enjoyed it, but I don't think it was his best work. I wanted more of the Will Smith slap talk. I wanted more anger and vitriol and just bashing Will Smith and Jada Smith. I wanted him to rip him a new a-hole, which they would probably use on each other with this Kentucky lube. But he didn't. It was only 8 minutes at the end. Only 8 minutes at the end. And he went off. So, but before all that stuff, it was like over an hour of jokes on wokeness, abortion, rich kids, relationships, women loving shoes, ugly homely men with money, dating younger women and older women. So, you know, it wasn't like 100% original stuff. But it was legit Chris Rock. So it was good. The crowd loved it. You know, and going live, you don't know what the audience is going to do. So that was ballsy and risky, so he gets points there. But what he does that I don't like, and I think he did it because he was live and because the audience was a little rowdy, was he had to keep repeating the premise or the setup. Like, for example, if I wanted to say, creamy peanut butter spread. He would go like, let me tell you about creamy peanut butter spread. Creamy peanut butter spread. Creamy peanut butter spread. Like he had to say like a bunch, but I think that's because the audience was kind of rowdy. He wanted to make sure that they heard the premise. But if you're watching at home, it's like, let's go. Get on with the joke, please. Mm-hmm. You know? But that's kind of his style
that's
anyway.
That's what he kind of does that.
That's kind of, but it at the end, it got heated. Now, what parts have you seen, Sebastian?
I saw the last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple other jokes, but the last 8 minutes.
That was worth it for me.
It was worth it. If I would have had to pay pay-per-view for that.
Right.
He should have pay-per-viewed it.
Well, because there were people who paid for an MMA fight that lasted 16 seconds or something stupid like that. 2 minutes.
That's what we need to do. We need to do pay-per-view comedians.
Yeah. Well, I bet you Netflix got a lot of new subscriptions or a lot of stolen passwords then.
Right.
Yeah. But Rock, he got worked up. He tripped up one of his own jokes. He was trying to refer to the movie Emancipation that Chris Rock was in. Will Smith was in.
Yeah.
But he accidentally said concussion. So he messed up a joke live in the moment.
I noticed that.
But he goes, I screwed it up. But he kept going.
Yeah.
Which is what you got to do. But that's the risk you take when it's a live thing, right?
Yeah, we know.
But it was a good joke once he got back to it. He goes, you know, I wanted to watch Emancipation just so I can see Will Smith getting beat, you know. So that was his thing. But but the 8 minutes was the only best part, really. And then he did his mic drop at the end.
Yeah.
He always does his mic drop. But the joke, to me, did not warrant the mic drop. Like, all he said was, that's why you don't fight in front of white people. And he threw the mic down. I'm like, okay, well, fight in front of anybody, really. I mean, why are you throwing my race into this? But that's what they do now. Not they, but anybody. It's the new thing. So anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10, you didn't see all of it. You didn't watch it. You guys didn't see it.
Don't have Netflix.
You got my password, dude? I got you a whole section on
that. Well, yeah, but when I moved, Stamos. I'm still not in my house. I didn't want to ask you for the password again.
That's nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's move on. Also, hashtag Norfolk Southern.
Oh.
Look at this. There have now been 3 train derailments.
Just in Ohio alone.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think something's up.
You know what's going on. When you were a kid.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I do too. So.
Oh, go ahead.
When you were a kid, did you ever lay pennies on the railroad tracks?
Yes.
Yeah. That kills. That's what does it.
I think that's what's causing this. There's kids putting pennies on the railroad tracks.
I mean, we ain't even found pennies in 10, 20 years. Where are any pennies at?
Is that Bible?
Well, I'm going to say yes and. I think that's happening, but I don't think it's just kids. I think it's very suspicious. All these Norfolk Southern trains getting derailed. Meanwhile, there's a company called Suffolk Northern.
Oh, it's a fight.
Suffolk Northern Coal Road is doing just fine. Are the cops even talking to them? Look it up. Sabotage. Look up Suffolk Northern. People in Virginia are going, right about now. Because if you know anything about Virginia, you've been up there.
I was in Norfolk Monday.
And there's a Norfolk and there's a Suffolk.
Yeah, I was in Norfolk, Virginia Monday. I was out on the Beach Street looking for people who knew anything about this.
Beach Street, King of the Beat.
On Beach Street.
See him rocking that beat from across the street?
What?
Beach Street is a lesson, too, because you can't let the streets beat you.
Yes, that's what I was doing.
Look, there's a picture. That's a real company.
Suffolk.
A place called Suffolk Northern. The opposite of
it used to Northern. Be called Suck It Northern.
Yeah, Suck It. Well, I love it.
Before the war.
Before the war, yeah. Before the lube was invented, right? They had to use spit. But that's a real thing. Suffolk Northern is a real thing. So look into that, sleuths. All right, let's move on. It's a lot of irrational national holidays today, March the 7th. Do you guys know it's... Oh,
that keeps
can
coming.
We look at
let's
this photo real quick? I posted this picture on Throwback Thursday the other day.
I didn't see Walter Matthau in this picture.
No. He's probably taking the photo. This basically is the Bad News Bear. Bad News Bear's Hickory style.
Yeah, I think so. That's where they got the movie from right here.
I feel like
it looks beavers. Good.
Look
at all those boys looking for beaver.
Well, there's two sitting in this picture. FYI, we had two girls on that team.
And where at?
Well, you don't see the one between me and Matthew Brown.
Okay. She's not
the
dressed.
One not wearing a uniform.
Oh,
that's okay. A girl. And then top right, that's a girl. Best hitter on the team.
Todd.
Yeah, I don't know if her name was Todd. But she could hit. She could hit. She was cleanup. She batted fourth.
Who's the dinger back in the back? The big guy. Who's the dinger?
Which one?
The big guy in the back, the curly head.
I just said that's a chick.
That's not a chick.
It is. I just said it.
But okay, I'm sorry.
Alan Jackson circled it and everything.
But that's not
binary. It's not even binary. That's a biological chick.
Listen, I don't know back then. I think she can hit. I don't know what she is today, but back then she identified as a female.
Yeah.
All right. So don't throw me under the bus. I'm just giving you the facts. But can you name the people in this picture, Mark?
I see a Settlemyer in there, yeah. Maybe.
So you obviously know that's me with the dumb hat sideways.
Of course, that's hat. You, yeah.
Yeah.
To my left, Sean Settlemyer.
Yep.
To his left, girl, I forgot her name, don't know who it is.
Girl, don't know.
To her left, Matthew Brown, Eddie Elliott, Jeff Haller, Neil Dellinger. I believe that's Kent Brown behind that girl's hand that's up with the one. And then Darren Hempel. And then back over here, I forgot that guy's name. But yeah.
I love the chairs. I noticed the chairs, first off. The good old lawn chairs. Yeah. Remember those?
Used to have to purchase the repair kits.
Yeah, they had repair kits. Yeah. Right. They had repair kits for those back then.
They did.
Yeah, so you wear out that lattice work.
You just...
That screwing.
I love it.
And wear out that
mesh lattice. Net chair, nylon. You fall through them things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Step through one, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's basically the Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our we were yellow, just like Bad News Bears was yellow. We have a girl, two girls on our team, just like the Bad News Bear had a girl pitcher. Mm-hmm. All that's missing, you're right, is Walter Matthau.
Yep.
Good times. All right, let's move on. March the 7th. It's National Be Heard Day.
Be Heard.
That's so dumb. It's a chance for small businesses across the country to make their presence known. So y'all be heard, okay? You got any small? You're a small business.
Yeah.
Why don't you give yourself a be heard plug?
Hey, hear me.
What do you want?
Hear him roar.
Plug.
Hey, plug something.
Send me your money.
What do you
need? We do it all.
What is we?
We just me and Mark.
I don't work with you.
I thought you had a business.
Let's I do.
Promote your business. I'm trying to help you right now.
Oh.
No.
No wonder he
doesn't want to be heard, you guys. That's why he's.
RS is currently looking at me.
Southeastern man of mystery.
He's in a witness protection
program. Okay, all right. Well, let's be quiet day. It's also National Flapjack Day, which is weird because we just had Pancake Day. What's the difference between a pancake and a flapjack?
I couldn't find any difference.
That's not a difference.
One's really?
Flapjacks, just we say that in the South more often than.
Yeah,
they don't say flapjack in California. They say pancake.
Well, it's like to me what I saw. It's kind of a comparison between soda and pop.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But what I noticed is the National Flapjack Day.
Yeah.
Was submitted by Kodiak, the company that puts out flapjacks when you go to the store. So I think
there you go.
I think it was self promotion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting to me that flapjack pancake, same thing. We have an international house of pancakes. Maybe this is where we cash in, guys.
Flapjack.
We start, not International House, Southern House of Flapjacks. And we go 10 cent less than IHOP.
Get your stack of flappers.
We undercut them. And we build businesses right next to them. So anywhere there's an IHOP, you got yourself the South, wait a minute, South
House of Flapjack.
Of flapjacks. What are those letters? S-H-O-F-J. Soft. We're just called soft. Shop. 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 Okay. Look, we're onto something here.
So that's going to cost too much already.
Instead of the, sticking the mud, stay must. Instead of the roof doing like this, like the International House of Pancakes, ours goes like this.
The other way.
It caves in.
It caves in.
Yeah. So you don't want to sit in the middle because you'd be like, ah, dang. All right, y'all think about that. Yes.
Yes, I'm all for taking IHOP down because I know a frog who works for them, and he's a duplicitous little bastard.
Ooh, do tell.
No, it's just between me and him. Mm. They could get ugly.
So is it a problem with the person or problem
with the
business?
Is there a deep meaning in it I'm not getting?
I don't.
No.
A frog.
Duflipitous.
Oh! Ah! Well, duflipitous got me. I'm like, what? I had to think of what does that word mean? One of my old comedy friends had a good joke about that. He goes, I used to know a waitress. No, he goes, let me do it again. He goes, I know a waitress with one leg, and she works at IHOP. I think that's a better joke. Yeah. Anyway, it's also Crown Roast of Pork Day. That's where you put the ribs up, make it look like a crown. I don't eat that crap. National Cereal Day. What's your favorite cereal? Is that your favorite? Or is it, you got that because it's March?
This was my favorite as a childhood. But because March, with the St. Patrick's Day coming up, I thought it would be appropriate to bring in Lucky Charms.
Yes, it is.
So,
now, what were you saying that could kill you?
I've seen this, I think, on Rogan, that there has 11, check me on this, a lot of fat checking ain't happening tonight, 11 different coatings on this Lucky Charms that will kill you.
Coating?
Coatings.
Coating. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Google it, and while you're doing
11
that.
11 chemicals.
Don't forget, I got a residual check to give away, and I'm going to eat a peanut butter and lube sandwich here in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this.
Hey there, John Reap here. Well, a 17-year-old clean-shaven John Reap. This is me at my prom in 1989, and as you can see, I didn't have a date, didn't need one. Why bring sand to the beach? Anyway, you can come stag to my prom too. I'm doing a throwback prom April the 15th. We're going back in time somewhere between 1985 to 1995. It's also a fundraiser. I'll see you there.
Hey everybody, Captain John Reap here at your service, and I want you to go cruising with me on the Sea Amigos cruise, baby. Brand new ship, Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. It's the world's largest cruise ship. Come aboard, I'm expecting you. November 5 through 11, baby. Comedy, karaoke, podcasting. Come get tropical with us in November. November the 5th, we leave out of Port Canaveral, Florida, and we're cruising to Perfect Day at Coco Cay, Cozumel, Mexico, Costa Maya, Mexico, and Roatan, Honduras. It's gonna be a breeze. We're doing an 80s, 90s karaoke themed night. Come dressed to impress for that. We're doing stand-up comedy from yours truly and other friends. And we're doing a VIP free cocktail meet and greet night. And I want you to come hang out with me on the Sea Amigos cruise. Book your cabin right now. Go to johnreap.com/cruise. We'll see you on the ship.
Aren't you gonna kiss me, John?
Oh, wow. I would that now? You mean like right now? I mean, yeah, I would absolutely love to kiss you.
Scram, Reap!
Hey.
What a loser! Why are you even here with him? He's not even funny. What in the world is wrong with you?
Oh, I didn't see you standing there. Did your prom not go so well? Come to my prom. John Reap's prom 2, the redo. Right?
Hey, babe. Go ahead and get yourself a cabin on the cruise and a ticket to the prom. There's going to be a celebrity appearance. Secret surprise celebrity. I can't tell you who it is. I'm sworn to secrecy. That's why it's a secret. All right, let's move on. A lot of negative stuff going on in the news, as you guys know. Politics, pandemics, Putin's petroleum and priests. Oh, yeah, we found another one. It's a segment that can be best described by my good friend, Justin Clyde Williams. Tell him, Justin.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right. I have given this segment to my interns. Isaiah's not here today. Is he in the comment section?
Yes.
Is he running his mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He wanted to zoom in so bad.
Yeah.
You see those texts?
Yeah, he wants to.
He wanted to zoom in so bad.
You want me to zoom in and do
this? Yes,
story?
Like twice.
Yeah. It's I okay, said, no, man. Thank you.
You're good this week.
I can totally zoom. No. That's what happens when you abandon us. Yeah. I make Elliot do it. And so Elliot today has got this small town news story. Thanks, buddy. What you got?
All righty.
Real smooth, right out the gate.
I'm sorry.
Come out
and blame his computer.
We don't have to do it.
Priest interrupted by humping dogs. My children, you can't do that here.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Where did this take place?
Brazil.
Go figure. They have small towns in Brazil. Yeah,
sure. They have a lot of small spots.
They got big butts, small towns.
And I can't lie.
All dogs go to heaven, except for maybe these two.
Uh-oh.
A Brazilian church service took a randy turn after two frisky pooches decided to make whoopee in the middle of the priest's sermon. A video of the horn dogs' sacrilegious sex session is currently blowing up on Instagram.
Yeah.
The scandalous scene occurred on February 16th while Father Pierre Mauricio was presiding over a service at the Church of Santa Rita in the city of Juiz de Fora in Minas Gerais. In the video, yes, you have. In the video, the minister is seen giving a sermon at an altar while two stray dogs frolic about on stage. Little did the priest know that his talk was about to be interrupted by the dog's sex act.
Oh, no. So wait a minute. These dogs, why were the dogs in the church to begin with?
That was my guess, and I figure it's because it's Brazil.
Yeah, so did just let any creature wander in there?
Apparently.
Oh, the doors are open to everybody. It's sure. A church. Yes. You can't really deny anybody.
I mean, they had the ark where they brought in all the different creatures. So I mean,
that's true.
I go to a lot of bars. There's a lot of dogs. Why not?
I go to church.
So they, look at there. Can you see there's two dogs that come?
Yeah.
They're in there just playing. They look like they could be related. All right, go ahead, buddy.
Mauricio starts speaking on the role of the church during the Carnival celebrations when suddenly, as if on cue, one of the salacious canines mounts its companion.
Oh, boy. So they start going at it.
Yes, sir. Mauricio puts his face in his palm.
Get in there.
Oh, no. In front of God and everybody.
Mauricio
is like, oh, yeah, he's not having it. Go ahead.
Mauricio puts his face in his palm as he comments on the wild scene transpiring before him. They haven't been baptized yet. It's not possible. The man of God quips, causing churchgoers to chuckle. Yeah. What's going on? My God, beloved Jesus. Now, coincidentally, the dogs were moaning the same thing. So, yeah that
well,
worked out
I mean,
well.
Isn't this the seventh?
Thank you, Alex.
There you get it. You get a laugh in the sound room. You're doing good.
Wow, there you go.
There you go. That's all we all shoot for.
But technically, they're not baptized, right? But that's not one of the commandments. I thought it was you just have to be married.
Right. Well, I'm assuming that's
what's
what he
the means. Seventh commandment.
Oh, yeah. I don't know them in order.
Oh, Elliot, wow. You know, you're
well. That dog knew the other dog in a biblical way.
He knew.
We don't know where they've been running. They might have been married in another parish.
All right. Thank you. The town in Brazil, it could have been small. We're not technically sure how many people live there, but Justin, why don't you tell us? We got 10 minutes, man. We're trying to keep it under an hour.
No, you cut out all my good jokes.
You ever remember the book Good Night Moon as a kid? Your parents would read to you?
Yeah.
I'd love for you to read me Good Night Moon.
I will do that just thank for you.
He's got a very good like child reading a book, child voice.
No, well, once he started reading it, he kind of went down here.
Yeah.
Like he got like a little inward and got, you know, and that's not a bad thing. It's a soothing voice.
It's a soothing, like, very but the problem soothing. Like, I would love to listen to that and go to sleep.
Problem is, go to sleep. We're not trying to people, we don't want people to pass out.
Message received.
People wake up Thursday, is the podcast over?
But thanks for doing it last minute. Who's coming over here to do a residual check?
I like Alexa.
Who's got the lavalier mic? All right, folks. Alexa. I say we give some money away, and then I'll eat this peanut butter and lube sandwich. I got two residual checks sitting right here. I've been in some movies, sitcoms, commercial films, adult movies. They have to pay me. They're called residual checks. We made a game out of it. We got two of them right here. He's going to slide one across the table. I don't know which one he's going to choose. I'm going to open it live on the show. I'm going to tell you what it's for, how it's airing. You call in with the guest closest person to the amount. I will mail you the check. It is a game.
Now we like to call.
How much is that screen? Actors, yeah.
Check. All right.
Can we kick the ball?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, I have to read it first.
It's been a while. I've been here.
Yeah. You guys, you've been sick. You got sick.
Oh, I see what he's got. He's got a timer right here too. He's,
yeah,
well,
dude.
He's so
trying
nervous.
To keep it
he's
at
so
an hour.
Nervous. He's so nervous.
All right. Okay. This is. One check, different for after taxes.
Oh.
One check for, and we're going to do the actual amount of the check. One check for Jane the Virgin.
One of my favorite. Your chapter favorite. 43. Chapter 43?
I actually looked at it. Like you would've, it's 404, but you got a four in there. It's chapter. No! I'm sorry. Chapter 68.
God.
Number 404. Whatever.
Yeah.
One. Episode, Jane the Virgin. How much? So Screen Actors Guild residual check. I ask you first. We do in-house guesses. That helps you. We're going to narrow it down.
Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
It's probably not this, so we'll start off with this. $6.69.
Yes! Right? All right. Stamos, how much?
$7.77.
He went optimistic on you.
Did he?
Normally he goes below you because he's a stick in the mud.
Always keep a stick in the mud.
Always have a little bit
of stick in the mud.
Yeah. $7 and what?
77.
Ball.
I'm going with $13.86.
Elliot.
$6.13.
Ball's the closest one.
Ooh.
Closest person to this check is how much was it?
$13.86.
Well, I don't know what you said.
I threw a blank that quick.
1386 is the closest amount. So now think of that. Keep it in that ballpark when you call in with your guests. Alrighty.
All right. A lot of callers out.
So now what we're going to do, because Sebastian's sitting here, he's got the spinning ball, and they're flying out. Spinning ball of balls. He's going to pick one. They've got numbers on them. And that's the number of callers we're going to pick up. Yeah, there should be enough. You guys, okay, you got it. You've already called in. We've got a bunch of people.
There's a bunch in there.
Bunch of people.
So just pick a ball and hand it to me, and that's the number of caller that we will choose. Caller number 15. Caller number 15, let them in here, and let's see if they can get this check. Let's see if they can guess better than ball.
All right. In the room.
John Reap here. Who's this?
Daryl Young.
Daryl Young, where are you calling from, buddy?
Kerrville, Texas, friend.
Uh-oh. He said Kerrville, Texas, and then he went blank. Are you still there?
I am still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What were you going to say?
I just said, my friend, I met you December in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, you came to see me at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Yeah, I was the big guy with the beard. You pulled on stage and told me to show all the assholes what I showed you.
Yeah. He did a weird sexual thing with his beard. Have you ever had a KY and KY jelly and peanut butter sandwich?
Well, there you go, man. I'm yum, get you some.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for watching the show. And I hope you're having a good time. How much is this check?
I would say $9.50.
$9.50. Not a bad guess. Put them on hold, D. Alan Jackson. You're locked in, brother. Don't go anywhere. So far, you're all winning. Right. We got two more calls, though. Spin the ball of balls.
Oh, we're spinning.
Spinning the ball of balls.
Ball balls.
And what we got here is caller number one.
Balls everywhere.
Holy crap. Caller number one.
Number one.
All right. D. Alan Jackson, whenever you're ready, you let the next caller, that would be caller number one, according to this orange ball.
All right. In the room.
John Reap here. Who's this? Hey, who am I talking to?
Hey.
Who's this? What's your name?
My name's Rick from Atlanta.
Rick from Atlanta. I will be at the Punchline sometime in June or July. Tour dates at countryish.com. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How you doing, man?
Fantastic, dude. You ever watch Jane the Virgin?
Yeah.
Remember my episode?
Yes, sir.
That's right. I remember it, too. Remember I was a cliff diver? Remember that scene where I jumped off the cliff and my parachute didn't open?
All right. Hell yeah.
Never happened,
bro. Never seen it. Never seen it.
I made that whole thing up.
And he agreed with you. I love
it. But I love it. He's doing the yes and.
He did the yes.
He's not doing Stephen Mudd Stamos.
Right. He didn't do an and.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, I like it.
What else you got?
I'm learning.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling in. I hope to see you in Atlanta when I get there this summer. How much is this residual check?
I'm going with $6.90.
$6.90. Okay. Not a bad guess. Put them on hold, the Alan Jackson. Do not go anywhere. We have not announced the winner yet. We got one more caller to take. Spin the ball of balls.
Yes. Sebastian.
Who is the next caller? It will be caller number 37. Caller number 37. Let him into the showroom, Alan Jackson.
All right, in the room.
Hey, John Reap here. Who's this?
Hi, John Reap. This is Amanda Moore.
Amanda Moore? Who's that? That name sounds familiar.
That's my problem. Oh, I got a crush on one of your interns or some such nonsense that.
Sergeant Mark Havaball's prom date.
Yep.
Very good. All right, Amanda Moore. I hope you're doing well. And
absolutely.
We got your boy hostage over here. He's not. I have forbid him to check the comment section. So now that's what I. That's the punishment I get is that now you're here and you can flirt with him in front of everybody. All right, Amanda Moore. How much is this residual check?
Now, I missed everybody making their guesses as I was calling in. Mm. So I'm going to say $10 even and say hope I'm not too far off.
Okay, $10 even. Good guess. Put her on hold, the Alan Jackson. All right. We got three people who's guessed. They're all in the ballpark. No one got it exactly right. And I don't know who won. I don't know who's in charge, who's leading, because I don't do math.
Well, because we have the machine.
We have a machine that does math.
But we've actually used some of the KY tonight to effectively make the machine run smoother.
It's a well-lubed machine.
Even though it's not open.
No. No, we have a different model back there.
Yeah, there's plenty back there.
There's a industrial whole strength. Case
on. Yeah, case on.
This one's not been opened, but yes, we have a machine that does math for us. It's the algorithm machine. We got it from NASA. It was on Superman 3. It's the world's fastest computer back in 85.
And I don't know if you noticed or not, but the caller number 2 did the 69 with $6.90. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
What was your guess?
Well, $6.69. That was his guess.
He did $6.90.
Oh,
but
he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he did it upside down.
He pointed it out, but we missed it.
69.
Is that?
I heard it.
Do you like to do that?
Well,
no, where you're on top.
I love to do anything.
Your balls are just dangling.
With KY Jelly, because the official sponsor of the country-ish.
That's right.
Sandwich
new sponsor.
Shop.
Yeah. And bread. This is my mom got
wheat bread.
Everything she gets is from. Oh my gosh, already?
My gosh.
Holy crap, that was fast. All right, guys. Well, we have a winner.
You're running out of time, that's why.
Let's find out who the winner is. The Alan Jackson. We're in suspense and we're up against the clock. You let him on in here. We'll get it going.
Well, the winner is already in the room right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous. John Reap here. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, can you hear me?
Oh, I didn't hear a beep that time.
Yeah. So my name's John Reap. You're watching Country-ish.
How'd you hear about us?
And you won. Congratulations.
Fabulous.
All right.
I wasn't expecting that. What is it? What's the amount?
Well, the actual amount of this check was $11.48. See, with my fingers pointing right at the amount, that way you know I'm not joshing you. Congratulations. We have one question for you.
Oh, what are
you doing with cash?
Well, get some more John Reap hot sauce, of course.
That'll get you a bottle.
Very good.
Yeah.
John Reap hot sauce.
That's a bottle.
Maybe I'll mix it with this lube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Congratulations, Amanda. I will give this to Elliot, and I guess he'll just drive it down there at some point.
Sounds like a great idea.
I'll give it the ball. He'll hand it to you at the prom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that was actually why I wanted to win it. You know, it's more about the intern delivery than the check itself.
Wow. Mm,
I'll be right there.
Delivery? Oh, my gosh. This is getting nasty. Amanda Moore, here's the new deal we've made with everybody. I guess I'll make it with you, too.
Okay.
You can have the check. Check is yours. I will sign it over to you and give it to you. Well, I'll have one of these guys hand it to you. Or we can do, let's make a deal. You can have this check for $11.48. I don't know if you can cash it, but it's only $11.48. Or you can have something from the mystery merchandise box.
Mystery
box.
Right. What I do here, there's t-shirts in there. Hats, belt buckles, CDs, hot sauce, whatever my hand grabs. It's like a claw machine. I don't know what it's going to get, but whatever it is what you're stuck with. All of it's over. All of it is worth more than this useless piece of paper. So it's up to you. You can have a useless piece of paper with my signature on it, or you can have something of value.
No long-haired interns in that box.
What'd she say?
New interns.
No long-haired interns in that box, she said.
There's no human beings in the box.
She said new interns.
Okay, well, you know what? I will take something from the box.
Mystery box coming up. I'm going to put my hand in here. Pull it out. You got yourself a brand new, I'm on the crack corn, but I don't care, t-shirt. Huh?
Sweet.
Double XL. Double XL. That's a sleeve shirt. This is your nightgown now.
Got a nice jammy shirt. Perfect.
I'll give it to one of these guys, and that is how you play. How much is this Grenade Skill Central Chat? All right.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Love you, sweetie.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for everybody who called in. Thanks for watching Country-ish. It's time for the show dismount. Don't worry, I'm not forgetting about the peanut butter and lube sandwich. That's going to happen. But if you got any comments, questions, concerns, you want me to read it right now on the show, leave it now. Or forever hold your peace. And while you're doing that, I'll plug some tour dates. This Thursday, Pikeville, Kentucky. Pikeville, Kentucky, I'll be at the Appalachian Center for the Arts. That's on Thursday the 9th. 10, 11, and 12, Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway. Come see me there. March 24, 25, Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Liberty Township Funny Bone. April the 1st, Winchester, Virginia at the Monument. April 15th, that's my prom. Save the date. But let me tell you something. We're not just a live show. We're also a regular podcast for your sound canals, listening lobes, everything, your ear holes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean. Anywhere you get a podcast, we are there. And if you want to help us out, join our Patreon support page. Go to countryish.com, click on support and sign up. We got four different levels that you can join. Level one, rhinestone level, just $5. Level two, pewter pro, that's $25. Level three, executive zirconia, that's $50. Level four, platinum elite. That's $100, and that one will get you as a guest on the show. Sit right here. We'll interview you. You'll be a co-host for the day. Again, that's countryish.com. Click on support and help us keep the lights on. If you got no money, you want to help us out, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcast and write us a nice review, and we will read it live on the show. I'll have Isaiah read your words in his Hayseed Gen Z Virginia Southern accent. We don't have any new ones, so we need new ones. Do that if you want to hear us read your words. All right. Interns, corrections, concerns, comments.
Well, since in the interest of time, you cut out all my good jokes. I'm going to be posting this story with the jokes on the Country's fan page.
That's not a concern or a comment or a question from the comments.
But the
section.
Public deserves to know.
Let's go to Mark Ball. Please silence your intern.
If you hear any loud screaming, I'm not liable. Okay, so a couple of comments. Rick,
while you're doing that, I'm going to
make... Yeah, go ahead and prepare, because this first comment is in reference to that. So Rick Sanford III says, well, they don't call it a choke and slide sandwich for nothing.
Oh. Choke and slide.
Choke and slide.
Choke and slide. Oh, what? Wait, did we show this picture?
No, I was going to make reference to it, but I hadn't showed it yet. So this past weekend, I had the unique honor and privilege to sit there and welcome another Sergeant Ball into the mix. He hasn't worked his way up to the Have a Balls or the other nicknames yet, but he's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, but he's still hanging high and tight.
Exactly.
He hasn't dropped yet.
But I went down there and they put me in front to sit there and say a few words on his behalf. And like I said, it was truly an honor. And
well, congrats, man.
Sarge.
It's nice to see Proud that full Papa. Circle come around. Absolutely. Yeah.
Proud Papa. We're proud of you and him, and thank you both for your service. And, you know, you got to have two balls.
Always. Always got to have a pair.
That's right.
And then the other last thing, Danny Jackson says, make y'all's short film, and this was in reference to your Little League picture. He says, make y'all's short film, The Adult Bad News Beavers. That'd be another residual check coming.
The Adult Bad News Beavers. I like that, Danny Jackson. Thank you for the comment. That was LOL. The time has come.
Got to do it.
Now, what I want to do, and I want the other Hayseed Gen Z back there, but he's not a Hayseed, he's just a regular Gen Z. Coble, I want you to cut this up at some point. I'm going to put this will be a TikTok. I want it to be a new challenge. You got the Tide Pod challenge?
You never know. Maybe you start something.
You got people eating, what was that, NyQuil chicken?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to have KY peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm starting it right now.
It's the next TikTok
sensation. I want this to be a challenge on TikTok. I am going to make a peanut butter and KY jelly sandwich.
Go heavy on the KY, please.
All right. So
heavy on the KY. All
right. So we got peanut butter here. I'm going to spread that. Oh, you know what we need is some peanut butter and jelly sandwich making music. I don't know what that would be.
That's enough peanut butter. Go ahead and go with the KY.
You want heavy KY?
Oh, heavy KY.
I would think.
I got to get more peanut butter on
there. Yeah, no. We need heavy KY.
If I'm going to eat this thing.
Just do it. You going to do a half or you going to do a whole sandwich?
Right, look, there it is. Peanut butter. It's not been opened yet.
Yeah. It's going to go down easy, huh?
Best one he's had in 2023. Let's give it up.
I don't have to chew it, right?
No, just swallow it. Just swallow it. Slide right down.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That is
it's just
Oh,
yeah.
You did way more than I would have. I just got. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to cut it in like
I'm gonna
triangles?
Cut it. And I'm going to smush it in there so it like sops up inside the sponge bread.
Yeah. Hold it up. Cut it down the middle. Hold it up to the camera.
I'm going to cut it. I like to cut it diagonal because,
yes,
you know.
That's fancy.
You put one of those.
Well, I got a tiny mouth. It's hard for me to. Well, that's why I have the loop.
That's right.
You got one of those absorbent pads underneath it.
Right? Ladies and gentlemen.
Can you see the KY layer?
You sponsor KY Jelly.
You saw me put it on there.
Yeah, it's in there. I've watched you.
You see it?
I'm your official.
Right. Go right down the
line. You better come see me in Kentucky. I'm talking to you, Pikeville, Lexington.
Will you be recovered by Kentucky?
Come see him.
It doesn't make the peanut butter so sticky, does it?
I mean,
no taste. Not bad.
Slimy?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Hey,
you did it, man.
Nothing. Are you curious? Are you curious?
And nothing better than a sun drop. And a KY jelly sandwich.
Jelly and sun drop.
Should I go back in?
I think you should go back in for one more.
Who wants to take by this?
No one said ever.
I ate the whole damn thing.
Nobody can take one for the team around here. I can see. Should have made a
squirt
smile.
Squirt your mouth. Squirt your mouth, man.
You can do it. No!
Oh, God, he's still going. God, he wants some TikTok. He wants some TikTok numbers.
So much of them eggs. Them eggs will be coming out.
So you going to chase that with sriracha, too?
That's it for this week,
everybody. Get your hot sauce. Chase it down with the hot sauce.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this one later. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching.
and or listening.
Hey, thanks, so we're going to be in front of you, not behind you this time.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing and subscribing.
You won't be stopping up the commode.
I really want you to hit the share button. If you enjoyed this at all, as you know, it's pretty much over at this point. Not just the show, but my life. Go ahead and hit the share button. Now's a good time to hit the share button, right? Might as well pass it on to somebody else that you like and you follow, and it'll help us out as well. But for Sebastian, for Stamos, for Mark, Sergeant Mark having 8 balls deep, for Elliot, for Coble, for the Alan Jackson, for Moose, my name is John Reap, and I want to wish you a bicycle. Don't chew tobacco and don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. With a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast that'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish. Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Intended for penile, vaginal, and or anal application for sexual activity and to supplement the body's neutral, you know, listen, your body creates saliva to help things go down. This is, you know, synthetic saliva if you're...
Now, I don't care what it's got, not that bad.
No, this is not flavored. That's why I don't think it's a water-based personal lubricant.
Just straight lube.
For wetter sex. The number one doctor-recommended brand, KY Jelly. We'll see you soon, Kentucky.